Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. I'm George Henry. The section of Highway 101 that collapsed and caused the wreck of a drill rig and injured one will now be closed during daylight hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Oregon Department of Transportation has announced that beginning Wednesday morning, Highway 101 from Sea Lion Caves to Cook's Chasm will be closed. However, there will be flaggers available during the overnight hours. ODOT says it's necessary to shut down the roadway in order to have unhindered access to the portion of road that is continuing to shift, causing a dangerous situation for drivers. The initial crack in the roadway was noticed in January, and during work on Friday of last week, a drill rig crashed to the rocks below, injuring the rig operator. ODOT is closing 11.5 miles of the roadway because there are no accessible turnarounds for large vehicles. Local access will be allowed, but the section of roadway under repair will be completely closed. Crews will be rebuilding a retaining wall that failed, causing the damage. Work is expected to take at least a week, and there are still likely to be delays after the section is reopened. ODOT says it will likely have to close the section again after the repairs are done to recover the drill rig. Lane County coronavirus numbers continue to drop, as do numbers for the entire state. There were only 26 reported cases yesterday for the county, but there were 3 new cases for the Florence area added to the list, bringing the total in Florence to 159 cases. The state reported 184 new cases yesterday. Part of the decrease in numbers could be due to the winter storm across the state that has impacted travel in the Tri-County area of Portland, but nonetheless, the numbers have been steadily declining recently. There was also a decline in the number of vaccines administered over the past several days. There were less than 7,000 doses administered over the weekend. Those numbers are for Saturday and Sunday only. The number of doses being delivered to Oregon has also decreased. The state saw a smaller supply of the vaccine arrive with less than 1,000 new doses since Friday. The slowdown is due to an overall limit of vaccines nationwide. The Port of Sayulis Law Commissioners meeting scheduled for tomorrow evening has been canceled. The port will meet next for its scheduled meeting in March. If you're looking for a way to battle the COVID-19 quarantine, there will be a socially distanced event this Saturday at Sayulis Law Middle School parking lot. Coast Insurance is hosting Radio Bingo, a game that will allow families and individuals to play bingo while parked in their cars. The event is free, and there will be prizes donated by local businesses. The Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County will be selling refreshments in order to raise money for the club. People can also donate to the club at the event. Drive-ups are permitted, but registration is preferred. You can reserve your spot by calling Coast Insurance in Florence. The event will begin at noon on Saturday and last until 2 p.m. You will have to have a working FM radio in your car to participate, though, as the numbers will be called on KCST. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, February 16th, 2021.